Now, it's January the 27th and the Czech Republic has been marking the International Holocaust Remembrance Day, which comes on the anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp in occupied Poland. Numerous events have been taking place across the country and in Prague in particular. Dominik Jun spoke to Zuzana Tlaščková of the Jewish Museum in Prague to find out more.
Today it's the day of the commemoration or the remembrance of the liberation of the concentration camp Auschwitz, and there are a lot of things which will be commemoration to this day. So one thing, it's in Senat now. It started at 10 o'clock, it's until 12, and many survivors were invited to this place. Then in the afternoon at 6 o'clock, there will be a concert at the Spanish synagogue in Prague to remember also all the composers from the Terezín ghetto. And the other thing is, already 2 weeks we are doing together with the United Nations Information Center Prague lectures for students about Holocaust.
And obviously as the years go by, the memory of the Holocaust fades as well as the last survivors pass away. Do you think that Czechs are sort of forgetting about this period in history?
I don't think so. I still have the feeling that still we have few survivors. There are still with us, and they can talk about the things they have to go through during the World War II. But I think also after they will be not together with us, I hope that we will always do all the things for the other people, that we will never forget what happened during the World War II with the Jewish people in the concentration camps.
How would you assess Jewish-Czech relations at the moment? Is there any sort of tensions or anything like this? Obviously there are some anti-Semitic incidents now and again.
Of course, there are like some kind of the neo-Nazist parties in this country also, like in the other countries. But I think the most important thing what we can do is to do a lot of lectures, programs, culture programs about Holocaust. And this is the only way how we can actually fight with them, that we will never forget and we will never give them chance to say something bad and wrong about this time.
And last question, I guess these days one hears the word Holocaust used with regards to various conflicts, most notably the Israeli-Gaza conflict, which in some sense both sides were sort of in the war of perception. Do you think that this phrase is overused and perhaps cheapened sometimes?
I think it's not good to use this word together with the conflict now in Israel, because in my opinion, it's something completely different, and it's not good to make the things like, you know, that it's the same.
Zuzana Tlaščková of the Jewish Museum in Prague speaking there to Don.